In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. It's 6:22 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. We're about to look ahead to Sunday. But your New Year's plans may be changing if you're hanging around Atlanta. Have you ever gone to the Peach Trop? Anyone?
No, I haven't. No. I've wanted to.
Yeah.
It's been a couple different places since I've lived here in the last 15 years.
Right.
I don't know where it is this year, but it's never really been something that I'm into.
That's the thing. It's not happening.
Oh, Mike. No.
The Peach Drop, it's changing. At Underground Atlanta, it's being replaced by a citywide fireworks and drone display.
Okay.
So,
what does that mean? What is a drone display?
Have you ever seen over stadiums like drones?
Yeah. Drone show?
Yeah, a drone show.
Do it at like Disney World. It's becoming really popular.
You know, like
that festival where Ludacris was playing a few weeks ago at Piedmont Park and they had drones twerking.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember what that was.
So good.
Bo, do you know like how at Stone Mountain they do like the laser show on the big rock?
Don't know what a drone show is.
Think of it as that laser show, but with drones. They just make pictures out of like drones that are lit up.
Yeah, okay. It's very cool.
It's cool, yeah.
That's actually way more intriguing to me than the Peach Drop.
And you're going to be able to see it from a further distance. I mean, obviously, yeah. Midtown is going to be like the best area to see it from. But it's also the fireworks display costs over $600,000 to put on every single year. This is $250,000.
So okay, cool. Yeah.
It's going to save money. More people can see it. And you don't have to get squished at Underground Atlanta, you know?
Yeah.
It was like our own little Times Square situation.
Oh, man. I love New Year's. I love the thought of New Year's, but I love the thought of doing it at my house.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's amateur night for sure.
I'm that guy. I'm like, we actually kicked around the idea of doing a fake countdown for my kids at like 8:00. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So they kind of understood what it was and gave them, you know, some apple juice or something.
Yeah.
And we could all kind of have our own little countdown. And they're like, all right, we're going to bed. Tomorrow's a new year.
Yeah.
So we might do that. That's kind of on the radar.
I mean, Netflix has those countdowns for kids.
Yes, exactly.
So you should absolutely do that.
We'll put that in the bag.
Well, if you are one of those people that went to the Peach Drop every year, I'm sorry, that's not happening.
Yeah.
But they're just changing it up a little bit.
You're like buying a t-shirt every year. I went to the Peach Drop 2019. I'm like, yeah. I'm going to collect these forever. Nah.
I wonder if it was more so like confetti you collected.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe if you're rusty.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Let's look ahead to Sunday. The Falcons are 5-9. Cardinals are 3-11. We face them this week. Clearly not the best records on either side. And Raheem Morris and Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon are both answering the same questions right now. You know, when's it going to turn around? How do you fix it? And someone actually asked Jonathan on Monday what his pitch would be to keep his job another year. Take a listen.
Kind of your pitch to ownership to return next year?
There's no pitch. There's no pitch. I'm concentrating on Atlanta.
That's what he should say. He's right. Like, what are you supposed to say at this
such
point?
Such a stupid-ass question. I mean, it's just such a stupid question. Like, what do you want him to say? Like, what is he supposed to say? Yeah, I deserve it. You guys screwed me over by re-signing Kyler Murray before I got here. That's my pitch. I just don't understand. I don't understand media questions like that because what do they think that the coach is going to say? Do you think he was going to give a pitch right there?
Like,
was he going to go full-fledged into it? Like, oh, well. I mean, I really think we've excelled here.
Right.
We've lost 11 of 12.
When you're up for a sales job or something and someone interviewing you goes, sell me this pen.
Yeah. Write down your address. Do you have a pen? No, here it is.
Pitch.
I'll sell it to you.
There's no pitch.
Like
There's
on
no
Wolf pitch. Of Wall Street?
There's
I mean,
no pitch.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to say?
It's a difficult question. They've both been answering these nonstop because of the records. So whose seat is hotter at this point in time, would you think?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I'll say this. Jonathan Gannon, I believe the number is now 23 players they have on injury reserve. I believe it's 23.
You want to know what our number is?
No.
It's 15.
There you go. So 23 players on injury reserve for him. I feel like they are probably in the kind of boat where they feel good about what they are offensively with a different quarterback. I mean, Jacoby Brissett has bounced around a number of different places, and the guy's lighting it up. So I don't know. I think that is the one saving grace for Jonathan Gannon where you look at it and go, all right, well, feel good about kind of where we're going. Maybe you make a coordinator change, some of the other things. Maybe you move on from Kyler Murray and give him one shot with that kind of thing. But whose seat is hotter is very hard to say because I feel like they're both in that spot where both fan bases are ready to move on.
I would say it's Jonathan Gannon's.
Mm-hmm.
He's 15-33. They've lost 11 of 12. They've been on two. It's that because of that number, it's clear they've been on two extended losing streaks. I'm not a big fan of the Bidwell family that owns Arizona. I don't think they're very good owners. And they have... You know, it makes sense if you can get rid of Kyler Murray, get rid of the coach too, clean house, and start over. They never should have re-signed Kyler Murray. He's never been – he's had one decent year, and he pitched a hissy fit and got paid off of it. Not a Kyler Murray fan. I would clean house complete. If you want to talk about cleaning house, that's one where, I mean, they have a weapon in McBride and a weapon in Harrison when he's on the field. Other than that, That's it. That's your team right there.
Yeah, and I think that let's highlight this too because he is on our fantasy team. Michael Wilson's been really, really good for them. When Harrison has not been available, Michael Wilson's really been that A1 kind of wide receiver for them. So he will be a tough matchup for the Falcons this year. But like I said, I don't know how you look at it and think, oh man, this offense is stumbling. It's almost the same way, the conversation that Zeno and I had a couple of weeks ago where it's like, man, I understand that people want to move on from the head coach, but the thought of moving on from Jeff Ulbrich after you finally have solved the equation of getting your sack numbers up and right now you're second in the NFL kind of makes me nauseous. It's like, can't you just solve both things at the same time? And I think that's a question they're going to have to kind of deal with over there. And I think they are headed towards an imminent breakup with Kyler Murray, in my opinion, just because of what they've been able to do without him. And I think that Kyler Murray is the prototypical man. When things break down, he can make magic happen. But I also think Jonathan Gannon and that entire franchise are probably looking forward to having a quarterback that can do some of the pre-snap stuff and the reads in that way and get the ball out of his hand and not have to rely on some of that magic that Kyler has.
They're not very good up front. They've gotten called 28 times for holding calls, and they've given up 47 sacks. They don't run the ball overly well. Now, some of that could be the fact that they've been behind in games. I mean, they're the best thing about their offense is the fact that they're a really good third down offense. I mean, really good on third down. But other than that, Trey McBride is far and away their best player. And it's not even close.
Yeah. I'm trying to count real quick and see how many running backs. I know it's multiple running backs. What is it? Three, maybe four running backs they have on IR right now, which is just hard for anybody to overcome. Trey Benson was one of them. Obviously, Connor, Bam Knight, which happened just this past weekend. They've had some issues. They also have multiple guys, just like we do, you know, on the offensive front that have gone down at times this year. So I'm with you. They've got to figure a lot out. They've got to figure the direction they want to go. But
the problem is you're not being you, 11 of 12. I mean, I know we've lost. We've had our string of losses, but 11 of 12 is pretty stinging. Gannon's had his issues on the sidelines with players. I don't really dislike Jonathan Gannon, to be honest with you, but I just if you're going to talk about if it's a which one, it's Gannon to me over Raheem. Now Raheem's going to have his own pitch to throw out there, I guess, at the end of the year to the owner.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, what are your gut feelings going into this matchup? And what would you want to see over these last three games at the Falcons? I know we've talked about, like, what do they need to do, but what do you want to see out of them over the next three games?
I've said all along that I'd like to see some clarity.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the clarity means anymore. It just, you know, I'm like, oh, Kirk throwing to Kyle, Drake getting healthy, you know, sprinkling some Algier in the run game, but we've talked about it yesterday. Multiple of those names, like, I don't know what the future is with this team. And I think that's something that you kind of have, that's one of the things we're dealing with down the stretch. Now, you go to the defensive side of the ball, you can answer questions about David Onyemata, Kaden Ellis, even Jesse Bates to a much lesser extent. What are you with Mike Hughes injured and out? You know, how can you kind of patchwork some of the spots that you're going to have defensively? But yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at. I just want to see some of these players perform. I want to see guys up front, you know, the Ruka Roro's of the world, just continue to develop and continue to make their mark.
Yeah, win some football games. I mean, Kobe Bryant's got an opportunity to see if he can step up, because there was a lot of hype about him as a college free agent. And I think we talked about this in training camp. You know, everybody sees these guys in college, and they're like, well, we got him as a college, still a college free agent. He needs to be playing right away. Look, he was a stud in college. And Kobe Bryant had a really rough night in Tampa. He got just absolutely picked on. He had a good play. He had two good plays. He had a pass breakup on Mike Evans, and he came up and made a nice tackle for loss in the second half. But other than that, Kobe Bryant was a complete liability on defense on Thursday night. And so I'd like to see him step up and look, whether Marvin Harrison's out there or not, if Michael Wilson's out there, they're gonna try to pick on Kobe Bryant. And Kobe Bryant needs to make some make some progress.
Yeah, I think it's a great call. And, you know, schematically, which, you know, we'll get into kind of throughout the show, I wonder what situations they'll put him in. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's just you're getting to a point with Bowman out and Mike Hughes out to where the whole Natron Brooks experiment, it's you don't want to go back to that one. I think that's why Kobe got the opportunity he did. You know, and I think Arch did a good job kind of talking around the broadcast. When you look at some of the issues that Kobe Bryant did have last week, it's like, why are you so far off? And why are you playing inside technique? Mike Evans just taking candy from a baby on some of the outbreaking routes, some of the stuff that he's running towards the sideline. It's like, he's not even having to put a move on Kobe Bryant. It's just like, I'm just going up here, 8 yards, sticking my foot in the ground, catching the football. Like, no big deal. So hopefully Kobe Bryant is not put in a situation where he is just physically outmatched the way he would have been, you know, had they known going into last week's game that he was going to be such a big part of it. So, I don't know. We'll see. It just continue to do the things you do and some of the things you did last week that led you to be successful and kind of wipe out the penalties. I think that's kind of the key to victory.
That's part of it, making the adjustment. That's part of it for me. That's part of a progression of a young player is going back and watching what you put on tape the week before and what players and teams did to take advantage of you and correcting it.
We're going to continue to break down this matchup, who we need to watch out for at 7 o'clock. But coming up, there's a lot going on in college football. We've got playoffs. We got AP Coach of the Year. We've got theft. We'll cover it all.
Theft.
And we've got my Mac drop. We're going to play a game called Win, Lose, or Coal, like Santa's coal. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.